All right, we ready?
Oh, okay.
I'm not even going to do it. Just go. Wait, actually, you have a little speck, right? Yeah, you have a little bit of mascara on your lip.
Oh, it was a mascara. That was actually food.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm clean, right?
Can we make this the start of the podcast? Will you just make this the start of everything?
I'm all clean.
I wouldn't do that. What's up, everybody? Welcome to it.
That's not how we start.
How are you going to start?
I'm going to start.
All right. Well, I was just getting into it because you were sitting there checking your face.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Hey Man. I'm Josh.
I'm Jacob.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's up? You're ridiculous.
You were trying to change the way we start.
You were trying to pick something off your face that you got on the first swipe.
Yeah, but then sometimes, you know what's weird? Sometimes... Okay. Sometimes I get really caught up in how big my mouth is and how weird it changes. Like I can change the way.
For those of you watching, I'm so excited for you to see what this is.
Sometimes I'll just catch myself.
You're obsessive.
Like in the mirror,
really,
and I'll be like, how weird can I make my face look? And I do that for probably longer than I should.
You've already done it for longer than you should have. It went on for way too long already.
Really?
Today. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even looking in the mirror. You're just staring
at I'm staring at the screen. Are you saying it wasn't as interesting to you as it was to me? Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Like, for real?
For real.
You've never done that?
Not once.
You've never seen...
But also, my mouth isn't as big as yours.
Mine's massive. Yours
but also,
is not.
When I open my mouth really wide, mine, like, I have a pop in my jaw, so I try not to do that a lot.
I used to...
Then again, I do it when I eat.
Able to put my fist in my mouth. Mm. When I trained. Well...
Hold on, pause.
When I mean trained.
What were you training with?
When I mean trained,
people's fists?
No, like, you know, with my fist.
Well, but did you progress from like a smaller fist to a bigger fist?
I get up for the size of my face, a pretty good fist, right? And so.
That's what she said.
What?
Is it?
Is it?
It sounded like it was.
Yeah, no, that doesn't. So, but when I mean trained, like, you know, I like parlor tricks, right? Like, I can tuck my ears into my head. Mm-hmm.
And tie chest down with your tongue.
Yeah. I used to be able to crack my jaw the way you crack your neck.
Oof.
But also one of the things that I used to be able to do.
That's gross.
Is stick my fist in my mouth. And so, you know, my constant need for people to pay constantly pay attention to me. Man, I need to have a bunch of parlor tricks in order to be like, oh, you didn't like the ear tuck? Well, watch me shove my fist in my mouth.
You're like a circus
People
monkey.
People are like, what the fuck, dude?
You're like a circus monkey.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Listen, dude, very few people get into stand-up because they feel good about themselves.
We talked about that this weekend.
Yeah, I had a giant, somewhere for some reason, I had a giant attention hole. That's what she said. and I needed it filled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have that. I mean, I still have some of it or else I wouldn't be on
doing
stage.
Stand-up comedy. Yeah. Yeah.
I still have some of it, but I don't think it's the attention. I don't think it's attention anymore.
No, I think it's just you like making people laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's attention anymore because the truth of the matter is when I'm out, I'm happy when people come up to me and ask for pictures and say hello. But in the past, I would have looked for it.
Right.
And I don't look for it now.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. I mean, that's nice progression, though.
Where are you at? Look, dude, there are many times in airports where people recognize you before they recognize me.
That hasn't happened yet.
It happened in the Disney store this week.
Yeah, but the dude didn't even come up to me. The fact that he noticed me... And then was like, well, Josh has got to be here somewhere. And then went and said hello to you and not me. Doesn't really count as him recognizing me first.
Well, he did. He said,
like,
I saw your son.
I mean, technically he did. But like in the sense that we're talking, he would come up and say, hey, how are you? And then his follow-up question would have been, is your dad with you? And then I probably would have been absolutely. He's right there. And throwing you under the bus.
How fucking hot was it at Disney Springs. You know,
Florida, what the fuck? Like, it was hot. It was just overly hot in Florida, period.
Yeah, it was the humidity was really like an aggressive fuck you.
Yeah, it was like oppressing.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot. I don't get how you people in Florida, how people live in Florida.
Oppressive.
That's what I took that from you. You said that this weekend.
You said oppressing. Oppressive.
Oh, oppressive.
Right? Isn't that the right tense? Yeah, oppressive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for the English lesson.
I mean, we do that to each other on here.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Because I wouldn't want you to keep repeating it over and over again if it wasn't.
Right. No, and I take that. That's very nice of you. But also, you know, like to throw in a little snarky comment.
Yeah.
That's also what we do here.
I didn't say it like this. Oppressive, bro.
Yeah.
It's oppressive.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I took it, though. That's exactly how I heard it, actually.
Is it? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I get it, man. I get it. Anytime, it's very interesting. Anytime someone feels like they're being corrected, it takes a very specific person not to take that.
And it's also mainly just because of the relationship we have. Like I know you're not doing it to make fun of me or bag on me at any point, but we just do it to each other a lot. So when I know you're trying to have a teaching moment, or even you're trying to figure out for yourself, I just still hear it as you going, it's oppressive. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is I'm just trying to do it so
we're both educated.
Yeah, man. I don't want to be if I was saying something incorrectly, I wouldn't want to be walking, you know,
100%.
Like your mom used to say, that point is mook. And I let her say it for a while because it was funny.
Yeah.
But finally I had to tell her, hey, it's moot. Yeah. She was like, "What?" I go, you shouldn't say that place is mook.
Yeah.
That point is mook.
Yeah.
It's not mook.
Can't say that.
No.
I have something different. Like my girlfriend, Amon, this is a hill she'll die on. She doesn't say sword. She says sword.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
And I love her so much. And every time she says it, I just laugh. She goes, "What? I'm just saying sword." And I'm like, "No, you're saying something else that's not sword. And it's sword. And I don't like it." And it's more funny than frustrating.
It sounds like the past tense of sword.
No, it doesn't sound like anything.
No, because I swore. I swore. That's closer than a sword.
Or he. Yeah.
He swore at me.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
He swore at me.
Yeah. Babe, I love you. I'm not making fun of you.
No.
I just fucking hate the way you say sword.
Can I tell you that this girl I used to date in college, it's very smart woman, used to say salmon.
Ugh.
And I was like, hey, there is no, the L is silent. She was like, but not really. I'm like, no, but 100%.
but really.
Yeah, but the salmon is not a... But she used to make
Sal these. Sal is a man who sells used cars down the street.
That's right.
Like Sal, man. No, there's no.
And Fat Sal's has a great sandwich.
Oh my God. I wish that was here in Vegas.
But I will tell you this, dude.
It needs to happen. Fat Sal's come to Vegas. Fat Sal's on the strip would kill.
Crush.
Oh my. Sorry.
So it would Taco put a lot Cabana,
of,
by the way.
It would put a lot of stress on your staff, but you would make so much money.
I don't understand why Taco Cabana hasn't made its way out of Texas.
Dude.
Taco Cabana would shit in Taco Bell's mouth.
I would kill for that queso any night I could have it.
I wonder if it's going to be in Corpus Christi this
weekend.
It
has to be.
So
I'm on a water diet for the next couple days to flush out whatever the hell is in my system.
Yeah.
Because it was a rough evening, night, morning, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
But it was bad. It was, you know, it was so bad. Look, I love Wingstop. Wingstop is awesome. Okay, yeah. This never happened to me before. I purposely chose not to get anything spicy. I usually get mango habanero, and that's like fourth spiciest on the list. It just tastes so fucking good. And I decided to get chicken tenders. And when I say chicken tenders, I mean boneless wings, because boneless wings are chicken tenders. They're chicken tenders. I wanted a flavored chicken tender. I didn't want to work for the bone for the night, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to accept that, but I'm not going to call it a boneless wing, because it's a fucking chicken
tender. There's no such thing as a boneless wing.
No, a wing is a wing. Okay, cool. So, and I purposely didn't get something spicy, because I was like, I would rather not fuck up my stomach for the next day. And it was so bad to a point where like I felt like I was going to throw up, but it wasn't that. It was all just stomach. But it was bad to where, like, you know when you burp from the night before and you're still tasting it? I was like, if that doesn't make me want to throw up, I don't know what's gonna. Like, it was it was bad. It was bad. So it's been a rough morning. I smoked a little weed to keep my stomach under control because it really is the only thing that is immediate.
Yeah.
I'll put it over everything.
I agree with you.
Weed
I do the
for
same
a stomach,
thing.
Anything stomach, weed is, it has, there's nothing that tops it.
No, I agree.
Pepto takes 40 minutes and it tastes terrible.
But also, but like, I would even say, Jacob Wolf, that, and people are gonna, whatever, weed is 100% natural and Pepto is
not
chemicals
yeah.
that you're putting in your body. And so I'm going 100% natural all day.
And so just quick, smoke right as I exhale, my stomach feels better. Like people are like, that you're lying. I'm not, I promise you. Like, you ever have a stomach ache or anything, your stomach's a little queasy, you feel a little nauseous, light a joint, take four puffs and tell me you don't immediately feel better,
dude.
It's look, as much as I use weed recreationally because I'd rather smoke than drink or do anything else, I mean mushrooms and acid obviously, but like smoking weed is way more
is that obvious?
Yeah, we've talked about it enough. I feel like it is.
Me and you have.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I'm talking about like for me personally.
Right.
Weed is also just way more accessible. So it's just easier for me to get. So, but not only am I using it recreationally, but anything I can use it for medicinally as well, I am. Like headaches, can't sleep, stomach ache, pain in anywhere. Like it's pretty much just, it's just immediate Advil. I love it.
There's a reason that cancer patients use it for their nausea.
Oh no.
Like it's not.
And fatigue.
Yeah.
And all. No,
yeah. Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
Dude, trust me. You know me. I've been an advocate for weed since how old? You know that.
Yeah.
Always. And so I just think it's outstanding because right now I'm not even thinking about what stomach, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Let's go get some wings.
No, absolutely not. It's not like a hangover where the more thing you need is more wings. No.
Couple things I want to say real quick before we get started. First of all,
before we get started, we've already been going for 15 minutes.
Yeah. That's how that goes with us. First of all, Jacksonville and Orlando, which is where we were this past weekend.
Yeah.
Yo, showed up and showed the fuck out.
Yo, you didn't come home with a single piece of merch.
Sold out every piece of merch. I'll tell you something else. The meet and greet lines. And thank you guys so much. Some of them were an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys waiting in those long lines. But I'm there for every one of you who wants to come and say something and talk. I want to say two things about the shows this weekend and then you.
Wait, one more thing. Also, appreciation for the people who have to wait through the meet and greet lines to just get into the venue to then see us for the next show. Because you guys wait out there for extra long, and we also appreciate you for fucking sticking it out.
Yeah. But people, what I like is people at the end of the line, even after an hour and a half, you guys are coming up with crazy energy and enthusiasm, and I'm super grateful. Lots of gratitude for all of you who come out to the shows and really just continue to fill that place with goodness.
Yeah.
A couple things I want to say, and then I want to hear what you have to say. First of all, Friday night's mushroom show in Orlando, not only was that far and away the best mushroom show, I would say this, those four shows in Orlando were the best four shows I've ever done in my life, back to back to back to back. For a myriad of reasons, everyone was different.
Yep.
Meaning I did different material, not four different hours of material, but
mix and match.
Well, the Friday night shows were completely different hours.
Right.
But that just the flow and the energy and the, but the Friday night mushroom show, dude, was exactly what I want that to be.
Right.
So I hope I have found the right dose. And if you guys want to come out to a loose, fun, I will say I'm a little snarkier on the mushrooms.
Absolutely. It's not even snarkier. It's just like you already don't have, like you already are a comic, so you don't have much of a filter.
Yeah.
But when you get up on stage, obviously you're not going to just let it fly fucking willy-nilly until enough shit happens. When the mushrooms hit, the filter is gone.
Yeah.
Like that fourth wall is no longer there. So if someone says something that you think is stupid, you're like, dude, what? Why are you opening your mouth?
Yeah,
and I'm
oh,
good Lord. Sometimes I'm like, I just can't even stop them. I'm just going to let them rip into people. It's kind of fun.
I can't wait.
And it's not rip into people, and everybody loves it because it's not in a snarky way, but that fourth wall of comic to audience is gone.
When I say snow, I'm not an asshole to people, and I'm laughing the whole time I'm saying shit. Yeah. But the Friday Night Show. I also want to address the look, man. There's a lot of crowd work in social media now, and I posted too, and I think that gives people the sense that they should just come to shows and shout shit out. And I'll tell you something, man. You want to shout something out? It's up to your own discretion and peril.
Mm-hmm.
Because
peril mostly.
We had, let's go Jacksonville. We're not going to talk about the person themselves who waited at the end of the line to.
Oh, Jesus.
But yo, I will tell you, and ask anybody in a comedy club, there are so many times somebody gets kicked out, and she didn't get kicked out, but she definitely get talked to by me.
Oh, yeah.
She talked through your set. She talked through Sandy's set. Mm-hmm. She said something at the beginning of my set, and I just told her, yeah, I don't need you to explain my jokes to me.
Oh, right, I remember.
And I wasn't outwardly rude.
No. You were just...
But I did say to her, I said, you talked through my son's set. You talked through Sandy's set. You're not going to talk through my set. And she didn't... Not only did she not speak for the rest of the show, she didn't laugh. She arms folded, head down the whole show. It's so amazing to me that grown humans get so butthurt and embarrassed for being spoken to like a grown-up that they decide to sulk for the entire show because they think nobody gives a fuck. Nobody's looking at you. It's over for everybody else except for you. But the fact that you can't be a grown-up about it is shocking to me.
Yeah, 100%. It's also like, look, I say this to a lot of people. You pay to go to this show. You are paying to watch the person on stage do their fucking job.
Yeah.
What's your job for the night? Is to sit in the audience and laugh at the jokes that you think are funny. It's almost like people come with a certain level of disrespect to comedy shows because it's not even disrespect because
it's not disrespect.
She was trying to have a good time. Yeah. It's just
there needs to
be a different level though of respect for those on stage and while they're performing.
And to be fair to the people in the audience, they see a lot of crowd work on social media and even online, like I said. But I would tell you there's a difference. And I say this all the time. If it's about you and I having a conversation and we're bantering, look, man, it's part of being a stand-up. And if it gets to be too much for the rest of the audience, I'll just say, hey, that was a lot of fun, but we got to move on.
Right.
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 If you're talking at your table to other people very loudly and you're ruining or disturbing other people's show, I have zero tolerance for that.
100%.
If you're being disruptive or douchey to me, right? Which that dude in Orlando was. So we'll get to him.
Which dude in Orlando?
The dude who ended up walking.
Did you walk somebody in Orlando?
Okay. Yo, dude.
Did I miss that?
So if you're douchey and you're trying to be funny and I'm a little sharper with you, like with some people that we're going to go back and forth, part of what I like to do is have a conversation with the crowd.
Right.
I want it to feel like a conversation, right? So every now and then we're going to have a conversation with somebody in the crowd. But if you're going to say something douchey, if you're going to try to be the comic, I'm going to wreck you. So this dude, you don't remember this dude.
Oh, next to the
birthday girl.
Yeah, next to the girl who said, hey, it's my friend's birthday. Will you shout her out? And you were like, no.
No, the guy next to her. Right, kept trying to be.
It was the same at that table. Yeah, I remember.
This dude kept trying to be funny, man. And during the Q&A, I knew because I had shut him down at the beginning of the show because he had screamed something out douchey. So I had said something to him that was definitely more pointed than I had said to anybody else.
Right.
Because everybody else, we were just having fun back and forth. But this dude thought he was going to be funny. He was not. So I said something to him. He was quiet for the rest of the show. We do our Q&A.
Right.
He raises his hand and I knew he was going to say something douchey. And I was like, you know what?
Why not?
Yeah, let's get into it with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something to me. He goes, I'm trying to figure something out about your outfit. You're wearing jeans. You're wearing a Wrangler t-shirt.
A trucker hat.
You're wearing a trucker hat and Jordans. He was like, I don't understand your outfit. And I was like, you're wearing the last shirt they sold at Structure, bro. The very last shirt. Are you telling me right now? And so I went in on him a little bit. He got up and walked out.
Oh, I didn't see him walk out.
He brought the whole table with him. But my point, and I spoke to him on the way out. I was like, you're going to be a fucking you can be enough of a fucking grown up to say something douchey to me,
but not enough of a grown up to take what I'm going to say back.
Yeah.
Like, here's another.
Can I just say one? Because the guy later who asked in our Q&A if I had ever regretted not pulling out, and I said something douchey back to him, and he laughed. He understood the assignment.
Yeah.
The assignment, which is, I'm going to say something douchey, you say something douchey, we both laugh.
Yeah, 100%.
But this dude, it baffles me.
Yeah, I just don't understand also people who yell out during a show get the response they want back and think that they're not in the wrong. Like, you have to be able to know what's coming next if you're yelling out at a live show. If you're interrupting somebody on stage in the middle of what they're doing, what they say that comes next is not their fault. It's yours.
By the way, you don't get to choose people's reactions. This is in life in general. I've told you this a zillion times in your life. You can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You don't get to choose what comes next.
Right.
Other people's reactions aren't up to you.
No, 100%.
And so, like, you... to be offended by somebody else's reaction to you, what you say douchey, is crazy. I have a microphone. I'm probably going
to
win.
All these other people, including you, paid to come watch the person with the microphone.
Yeah. It was an interesting weekend. But by the way, a great one. I think I'm going to release that mushroom show on its own.
Okay.
Just to see how that gets down. But what a great, and Jacksonville was amazing. Two sold out shows. Orlando packed that place out. The energy there was bananas.
Possibly my favorite set ever so far, Saturday night, late night.
You crushed.
Saturday night, late, I think, was my favorite.
I didn't realize until I went back and looked at some tape, you're doing like 17 minutes.
Dude. Yeah, I'm doing some time, dude. I'm doing
17 minutes.
I'm doing some time. It's nuts.
That means that Halloween Story has to be at least 8 minutes.
I think it's 10. I think it's 10 because once you told me to start slowing down, I've really taken my time with that story and finding different ways to digress. Sometimes though, I don't do the side stories of the water park and amusement park.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And without saying too much, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I sometimes don't do that. So it makes it shorter, but also for what we've done to that first story, it used to be 2 minutes. Now it's probably five or seven.
Yeah. I got some idea. We could bump it up
plus,
a little more.
Plus the little joke I do before that, it's got to be three.
Yeah.
So like with everything that comes in, sometimes somebody says something, we say, what's up? The intro that I do, I had a feeling I was close to 20.
It's pretty crazy, dude.
I got asked to...
I know, man.
So I got asked while I was in Florida, someone who works at the improv that we were at, says he runs another show at a different comedy club about an hour away from Orlando. And he was like, if I set it up, it'll be a little further down the line, but I can pay you a couple $100. We'll fly out here. Fly in and on like a Thursday morning, you perform Thursday night, fly out Friday morning. And I was like, sure. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Because then it's not, and it's only 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Listen, man.
I get the flight and I get paid.
It sounds like
exposure. It sounds like something to try. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Listen, I can find you some spots here in Vegas too.
I know. I don't know when this one's coming. He said further down the line. So I have some more time also to still perfect. Okay. My, what I can call probably 20 minutes almost.
Yeah, man.
It's like, nuts. 5 months in, I have 20.
Well, I mean, look.
I've had a lot of help.
It's not that you had a lot of help, but like, it's 20, but that we have to make sure that 20 works.
That 17 could be a real tight and really funny 14.
Dude.
Do you know what I'm saying?
12.
12?
Yeah. You could cut some fat.
Okay.
But I also want it to be funny in front of everyone, not just in front of people who know you and I.
Right. Which I did. Somebody told me after the Saturday Night Late Show that she had no idea who either of us were. And she said that we were both super funny. So that also gives me some confidence. But hey, yo, end of this month, starting of September, August 31st, September 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
In Vegas.
Come see us if you're out here.
Oh, man.
Labor Day weekend.
Jelly Roll's here that Friday.
Oh, are we going to see him?
His show starts at 7, man.
Is he just here for one night?
I think so.
Mm.
I'm going to reach out, but...
yeah, see what he's doing after the show. We can just pop over and say what's up.
Yeah, I don't know what their deal is. If they'll stay in Vegas and then head out the next morning. Vegas...
Or they'll just stay up for a little bit and like, stay in Vegas.
Vegas seems like the kind of place where acts like that might basically hang out till 2-3 in the morning, hop on the bus
and drive out.
And drive out and sleep. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, is valid. Totally. But yeah, look, I still haven't gotten to meet. I still haven't met Jelly. So.
You haven't?
No, because he was supposed to be at the Bonanza and he wasn't feeling good that night.
Right, that was the last chance
I had to be able to meet him. So,
well, dude.
But he's also going crazy right now.
Fucking, are you kidding me?
It's pretty legit. Now. Where is he? T-Mobile?
Or Allegiant? Not Allegiant, not T-Mobile. MGM Arena, I think.
Oh, nice. Do you see Gaga is going to be here for a month?
Oh, I have tickets to Gaga.
Oh, nice. At Park MGM, something like that?
Yeah, dude. Listen, yeah, yeah. Do you know how badly? Do you know? I mean, I'm so psyched to see Gaga.
I bet you are.
I love Gaga.
You do love Gaga.
Yeah, so absolutely. Much. That Gaga.
I saw her at Coachella.
Yeah, and one of her songs was your middle school graduation song.
Absolutely, it was.
I'm on the
It's either Edge. It's not Born This Way. I think it's Edge of Glory.
It was I'm on the edge.
Edge of Glory. Yeah.
I know it. Want me to sing the whole song?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
We won't be able to play the rest of it.
That's true.
We'll get muted, which would just be, I think, hilarious of just our whole podcast muted, just watching you.
It wouldn't get muted. We just couldn't monetize it. They'll let us play it, but we just can't. It won't be monetized.
Yeah, we'll just...
No, I don't need to sing karaoke on that.
We'll just stick with They Won't Let Us Play It.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, dude. What did you want to talk about today? I got a couple things.
I got a couple things as well. Okay. Remember that thing I told you about on the weekend that I ordered that had a possible really huge profit, but also possibly a stinker?
Yeah.
It showed up today.
Stinker.
However,
yeah, by the way, they're not sending out the big one.
No, but also there were...
Are you not going to say what it is?
No, I'm going to.
Okay.
So I have... there's this app called Soul Steals. No, this is not an ad. No, this is not paid. This is just what I did this weekend. And they have... They like mass buy a bunch of shoes, like used or brand new. T-shirts, collectibles, a whole bunch of shit. They're just like a streetwear resale. But they sell it for under market value on what it is like on StockX. So you get a used pair of really nice sneakers for way less than what you'd find on StockX in really good condition. So they had something that it was $100, you pay $100, and it is a mystery Travis Scott shoe. And so there were some options of Travis's that could be $100. There was an option of Travis Scott shoes that could be $1,500. So I was like, this is, I feel like, a fair gamble. Do you know what I mean?
Sure,
Like this could be a profit or this could be a shoe that my girlfriend wants to wear. Cause they only did it from size like 4.5 to 7. That's why I figured like, I don't know, maybe it would be a little more
zhuzhy.
Yeah. Like maybe not just give me the shittiest one. Maybe the step up. Like I would have loved like a C tier shoe, like a Jordan 6 Travis Scott would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Nope. I got the bottom tier. But with that being said, I'm going to figure out when I'm going to do this. It'll probably come up next week while I'm here in town. I'm going to be giving away the shoes on my Twitch stream. We're going to do like a little raffle. So I'll figure out rules and regulations and terms and conditions for all that good stuff.
I mean, are you advertising that you're giving away a shitty pair of shoes?
It's a size 6 for anybody who wants it. If you want a Travis Scott trainer too, I give it to you for free. Well, not for free, but you know what I mean?
It's kind of free. They can win it.
Absolutely.
All they got to do is subscribe to your channel, right?
Well, the subscription is like a minimum of like $5.99. So I think I'm going to do like, if you donate $1 to the chat or donate $1 to the stream, you're automatically entered. Every dollar donated or spent on a subscription, I'll enter your name that many more times, I think is what I'm going to do. So like incentive for people to do more, but also if you want to do the bare minimum and donate $1, you can do that.
And if they sub, do they get their name entered 5 times?
6. Because it's $5.99. So I'll round it to 6 and I'll put your name in 6 times.
Fuck yeah. That's pretty awesome.
So that's what we're going to do. I think it'll be fun. Like a fun way to do a giveaway. So if you want a really good pair of shoes in a size men's six, head over to twitch.tv/youthfulwolf. Drop a follow. You must be following to enter the giveaway when we start this. So as long as you're following, we're all good.
How's that stream going? Did I ask you that already?
Yeah, before we hopped on. Okay. It's been going good, man. Like, Monday started off hot. We had like 15 people chilling with us for like 45 minutes. And then my biggest piece, not biggest piece, but most important piece of equipment that is like makes it able for me to stream.
Yeah.
Just shut off. Have like 40 minutes in. So I had to like end stream and re-upload it and like figure out like just like fix it. It was literally just like a unplug it back in.
You did the old Nintendo?
Oh, it's viable today, by the way.
The Nintendo, the old is viable?
Oh yeah.
Really?
HDMI cords, fucking outlets.
Oh, I love them.
Especially like USBs, like to put them back. Yeah, 100%.
Dude, why don't you tell everybody about your Moki Mookie?
Yeah, that's on my list too. We're going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
But so yeah, my whole thing just kind of crashed and then I got it restarted and then three people decided to just chill with us. And I was yeah, that's all right. You know what? Shout out to those three people. Shout out West. West is pretty much like holds my chat down. When there's nobody there, West is the only one there. Moki, for those of you who are listening and have no idea what he's talking about, my girlfriend and I, Iman, we went and did a foster day trip with a dog from the Nevada SPCA. His name is Moki. He's a 9-year-old brown pit bull. He is, there's not a mean bone in this dude's body. You know what I miss so much from the pit bulls is the nibbles when they give kiss, like the little affectionate. Yeah. Ding. It's my favorite. I love that. It's a big sign of affection for them, which is what I really love. But this dude, he's very handsome. He's got gray in his face already. He's 9, but he was sprinting with me. He's got great energy. He's in great shape. But so we originally wanted to take him to Mount Charleston, which is about an hour north of where we are.
Yeah.
Because it's right now 75 degrees out.
Pretty
there.
Crazy.
An hour from us, it is a 40 degree difference.
Yeah. But that's a large difference.
That's a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Large difference.
Okay, cool. Just so you know.
Yep.
It's a lot. Right?
It's just like an hour there, an hour walk, an hour back. That's
fucking rough sauce. I looked for a trail and I said most dog friendly trail where you won't find a lot of people. But so it was also like a campsite, but also we drove the whole thing and it was getting rocky. And I was like, I don't really want to drive my little shitty Toyota Corolla, not shitty, but little tiny tin can Toyota Corolla through all this because.
Sure. Yeah. It's not meant for it.
Yeah. So we turned around and I asked a couple people on the trail. I go, yo, is this the trail? Like, they're like, yeah, a bunch of rocks are placed further up ahead, so you can't drive anymore. So it's like about a quarter mile up. And I was like, so should I just turn around? He goes, it's going to get worse from here. And I was like, I will follow you out.
Yeah.
So we left and then we just ended up going to a park on the way back and we just ran him around and we hung out with him. Dude is slobbery.
Are you?
But is super cute.
Because you have a little dude at home.
Right. But he does best with little dogs.
Moki does.
Moki does best with little dogs. He does not like big dogs because he was attacked by one. So
he and Big Booty Judy are not going to get along.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's okay. He's not.
And also, Big Booty doesn't really like big dogs either.
Nah.
But I bet you if like...
Yo, dude. So did I tell you we found a dog? Did I tell you that?
Define found a dog. Like just found a wandering dog?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Elaborate.
Okay. We're leaving our house... And we just see this dog just walking around the street. And I said, your mom, I go, you got to stop. And we got to see what the deal is, you know?
Yeah.
And so I stopped the car and I go, hey, I get out of the car and I go, ee, millie, millie. No, I didn't. But I said, I go, hey, come here. You know, whatever I did. And the dog was super cool and ran right over and then laid on her back and showed me her belly and peed all over me and the place and peed. And so, but Indiana has never seen me touch another dog.
Oh no.
He was in the car losing
his fucking mind.
Oh my God, dude.
Did he scratch up your new interior?
We got that plastic down.
Ooh, nice. Well done.
Yeah, but he was like,
did mom film it?
No, she was trying to keep him under control.
Nah, you got to let him freak out and film it.
Dude, he was losing.
Because you know him. When he freaks out, there's no control of him. Like when he goes into a tantrum, he's gone.
Before I get him on the treadmill yesterday, he was so excited to get on the treadmill. It was the craziest I've ever seen him.
Blah!
Yeah, dude, he was screaming at me while he was on the treadmill and I was trying to hook him up.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even a bark. It was a bark.
Yeah, it's a yell.
Yeah. He was fucking going crazy.
It's pretty funny.
He hit 30 miles an hour on that trip. Now, by the way, guys, we don't set the treadmill to 30 miles an hour.
No, it's powered by him.
Powered by him. So he runs when he wants. He stops when he wants. He hit 30 miles an hour.
Nuts. But so this little guy, that's pretty nuts. Like, wait, so what kind of dog?
He was like a
big dog, small dog.
He was like a bigger herding dog. Not like a small herding dog, but had like, it was definitely a mixed breed. But definitely had a long tail.
Like shepherd, collie.
Had some herd in there.
Okay.
And was so interesting.
Did you find the owner?
Yeah, she let me put her on leash. I walked her. She was so friendly on the walk, smelling things. And she had a collar at a 1-800 number. You call
1-800.
Yeah, you call and they go, yeah, this is the blah, blah. And I go, I found a dog. And they said, what's the ID number? And I tell them the ID number. And they said, we're going to text. They had five numbers attached. And so they text all five numbers. It's five different people to let them know that the dog has been found.
Whoa. That's pretty cool. Is it like a microchip thing?
It's not. It's because it's just a collar.
Right, right. But is the number on there because they have a microchip from this specific company?
I don't know if microchip. I mean, I'm sure they just tapped the number in that I said. And the woman lived right up the block from me, but her dog, even friendly, would have gotten my car, although Indiana would have gone crazy.
There would have been blood in her car.
But wouldn't go in the backyard.
Suspicious.
I think she was like, I smell so much of this other large animal back here. Or maybe she was like, I don't belong to you.
Oh, like the dog would be in your house. It was in your house, but wouldn't go in the backyard.
Wouldn't go in the backyard.
Got it.
It's very interesting.
Interesting.
But yeah, we found and
that's nuts.
Yeah, it was.
But you returned a dog. Well done.
Thanks, dude.
Fuck yeah. But yeah, look, Moki, we're gonna go back on Monday and bring our little fella and see if there's some sort of anything. But this dog, like, I remember, Iman was like, "Yeah, I'll come sit in the front with you for the drive back from the park." And I was like, "Okay." And then I literally was pulling out of the parking spot. She goes, "Eh. He looks so lonely back there." And she just got out of the car and got in the back seat. And I was like, all right, cool. But he fell asleep in the back with his head on her lap. He's so good in the car. He's calm. He likes to stick his little head out the window. Oh, like he is a super, super, super. Hold on. I think I have a photo of me and him already.
He's such a good little buddy. You sent me a picture of him.
I sent you a video. I did.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
Yeah. He's at Nevada SPCA. There's also so many other good dogs. So back off for like a week or two before I can figure out whether or not I can have him.
Can I tell you for real? If I could, if your mom was okay with it, I would get like four dogs.
Oh, us too.
For us,
it's not even if we're okay with it. It's more just if Milo's okay with it.
I think the next time if we're in the dog looking business, we're probably going to get two at one time.
Get a bonded pair.
Huh?
Get a bonded pair. So a pair that comes into the shelter as like brother, sister, and they're one small and one's big. So mom can have like a little like, wah, and you can have a big like fucking, like a lot of pit bulls and chihuahuas are bonded pairs. That's what we want to get next to.
Really?
Yeah.
They are? Why?
People just like big and little dogs.
My goal and my dream is to have a little dog that jumps over the big dog, like in that cartoon. Or when they're walking.
It's got to be a chihuahua.
The big dog walks straight and the little dog jumps over his back.
Yeah, it's got to be a chihuahua. The chihuahua's the only dog I think that can do that.
Chihuahua.
But yeah, so we had a great time with Moki, man. He's really awesome. And we're going to go see him again on Monday. Even if we can't take him, we're going to still go back to that shelter and try and take a bunch of dogs for walks. And dogs just need to get out and get some exercise. Like, there's a pit bull mastiff mix there named Blue. And she's 112 pounds and she's about 30 pounds overweight. So she needs a good hike. She needs a dude who just wants to work out all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But so there's so many good dogs there. If you're looking for a dog, for a single dog home, not with two dogs, a lot of them, most of the dogs there are single dog homes. So
I just don't know that I have it in me to bring the dog back. How hard was it to drop Moki off?
He got out of the car. He was chilling.
How hard was it for you?
Oh, it was a bummer. I didn't want to bring him back. I just wanted to keep him in the car.
That's
just
the thing.
Drive off into the sunset.
What a fuck. I just don't know.
But also, I got kind of jealous because I was driving the car most of the day and Iman got all the cuddles in the back with the dog. And I was like, God damn it. Like, that's what I wanted. What are we doing here? And so it was nice. She was.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to spend the weekend and then Moki will be able to hang at the house and you can get tons of cuddles.
We'll see. I want to see what he's like in a home. But again, we have to see if Milo can even coexist with him.
Yeah.
And if he can, we'll try it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
What else you got?
I saw this thing online about, did you see this thing online about this dying wife's last wish? So this guy posted on Reddit and he said, hey, I don't know who else to console or who else to talk about. What can I do? My wife was just given a diagnosis that she has 9 months left to live. And her last and dying wish is to have sex with her ex one last time because she thinks she said that that's her most compatible partner in bed. And he says, what do I do? Have you heard that?
Okay. Right away, my instinct is, yeah, dude, I absolutely would let her. Now, I can't.
But she pretty much said, hey, I want to have sex with my ex one more time because he's better in bed than you are.
Yeah.
To her husband.
Yep. Here's what I would say to her. I would say that's 100% okay. But I can't guarantee you how I'm going to react.
Yep.
I think you have to do what is best. You have a certain amount of time left. That's totally good. But then I can't guarantee how this rest of the time is going to be for us.
Right.
Or how I'm going to remember you or any of that stuff because it hasn't happened. But this is your one ride on this rock.
Right.
And I would say if this is something you feel like you need to do, but don't ask me for permission. This you're copping out.
That's
a cop out. You asking me for permission.
I understand
if that's something you want to do, this is your one life. You should go do it. But you may be spending the next 9 months by yourself.
That is fair. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of in the same boat. I just thought it was crazy. Like
it's a crazy ask.
It is a ridiculous ask. Like, are you for real? Are you for real? Like that for me, it's like, why is that even the thought that comes to mind? That's your first thought?
Honestly, 9 months to live, just go do it and don't tell me.
Yeah, fuck.
Like, do you know what I'm saying?
I guess.
9 months to live?
Yeah.
Just go do it. If I find out, we'll ride that from there. But what about this? What if it happens and then miracle of miracles?
You have more than 9 months left to live.
Yeah, the cancer disappears.
Yeah. That's a whole different life.
Where are you at with that? What would you do?
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of in the same boat as you, but also I feel like my answer would be if you want to stay together, no. If you don't want to stay together, yes. Like you can go do it, but like you said, like how you said, you can't expect time to react because I'm probably gonna leave.
Honestly,
you can do it if you want, but know what this is gonna happen. If you don't do it, then know that this will happen. I think it's just more like an ultimatum or this is what you give. And this is what you're going to get.
I honestly, at different points in my life, I would have had different reactions. And so right now, if that happened with your mom, I love her, man. I would not. And if she needed that, I would still want to spend the last 9 months with her.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I just would because, it's just, honestly, at this point, it's just, at that point, 9 months in, it's just sex.
Yeah.
It's just, I want this tasty ice cream one more time.
Gross.
Do you know what I'm saying? Now, if she was like, hey, I'm going, you know what? We decided to go away for a week after. That's a different situation.
Right.
But
I also feel like with 9 months left to live, I'm not thinking about sex. I'm thinking about traveling the world. I'm thinking about getting the whatever experience that I can while I'm not bedridden for the last 2 weeks of my life.
Yeah. I mean, but maybe this dude's been dicked her down in such a crazy way. That's one of the last where she's just like, yeah, I want to see the Great Wall of China.
That sounds like some
and Pete, the Great Dick of David.
Yeah, that sounds like some Pete Davidson dick right there. Like, that's like Pete Davidson dick. That dick is so good that literally women on their deathbed are like, you know what? That's what I want my final meal to be. Listen, this fucking
I don't
dick.
Think that we've verified Pete Davidson has great dick.
I'm pretty sure Kim Kardashian has verified he has a large dick.
Verified that he has a big dick.
But that's what I mean by Pete Davidson dick.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's dicking anyone down.
No, but there are girls who refer to themselves as size queens.
Yeah, 100%. So, but and by the way, Pete, I have no idea what's happening.
I don't need to know.
Don't care.
Also fair.
Yeah. Good for you, bad for you. I don't, you know, his starting nine rival, have you ever seen, well,
his starting nine is
pretty ridiculous.
Like all-star.
Yeah. It's up there.
It's
up there
nuts.
With Jeter.
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
ever seen that?
I don't know if starting, I know Jeter's nine, but I know.
Have you ever seen, that starting lineup where they put nine of Jeter's girlfriends in positions on the baseball field?
It's hilarious.
Oh my God, dude. It's fucking crazy.
That's so funny.
But it made me laugh. Mm-hmm. Yo, I what do you think about that? And I'm this is old news. So, but I'm curious because you and I have never talked about it. You know, Jeter, the rumor is Jeter gave gift bags. You never heard that?
To the women he slept with?
So you would sleep with Jeter and he would have a gift bag for you on the way out, like a signed baseball and shit like that.
That's...
I mean,
the size of an ego. Like
is it ego?
That, Is it not?
I don't know. Here's a gift bag. Like, here's your NDA. Sign the NDA on the way out. You get a gift bag. That seems like a nice parting gift. It's better than what other people give him, which is nothing.
Or STDs.
Well, he could, yeah.
Or a black eye.
What?
I don't know. Chris Brown joke. It was bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I know a lot of people bagged on him, but is the gift bag better or worse than nothing?
I guess better, because if you really were down bad, you could sell the baseball or memorabilia for money.
Yeah.
But like, oh, do you want to hear a rumor that I heard once about a famous person? So there, Justin Bieber.
Heard of him.
Yeah, I think you have. There was, you know, I went to Notre Dame High School, and there were a lot of pretty wealthy kids who went to that school. Like, yep. I went to school with Sylvester Stallone's daughter.
Yep.
Daughters, plural. So there were a lot of crazy house parties and a lot of crazy things like Project X style stuff. I went to a couple. I jumped off a roof into a pool.
You what?
Yeah, I jumped off a roof into a pool. Big roof.
What?
Tiny pool. Not a big pool. Not a big enough pool.
Why did you do that?
Because it was cool and it was fun. And somebody else did it first, so I made sure it was safe.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I didn't do it first. I saw like 6 or 7 people do it and I was like, I could do that. I can make it. So I did it.
I'm so glad I didn't know that.
You're welcome.
That's like, I
yeah.
But
there was one time where Bieber showed up to a party. I wasn't there, unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever it was.
Well, you're a Bieber fan now. You were not a Bieber fan.
I am new school Bieber fan. I don't really like his old music, but I like his new stuff.
Yeah.
And so there was a picture of a girl from my high school getting into his SUV from leaving a party. And it was one of the most popular girls in high school. I'm not going to say her name, but I remember her coming to the school the next day and on that next Monday, and everybody was asking her questions about like, what was he like? What was his house like? This and that. You want to know the one rumor that I heard that really stuck out to me that makes me laugh?
Cannot wait.
Somebody asked her, so what was his house like? And she goes, you know, it was massive. It was really nice, but I thought it was really weird. He was playing all of his number one hits over the stereo all throughout the house.
Fuck yeah.
But just his number one hits on repeat. And she was like, yeah, eventually it was a loop. Eventually you'd hear the same song 3 or 4 times. I was like, that
dude, if I was Justin Bieber, I would be listening to the Justin Bieber station when I brought girls over, just in case they weren't quite sure
who he was.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they knew who he was.
You know who that is on Pandora? That's me, baby.
I'm pretty sure people knew who he was.
Yeah, and didn't need
his Pandora radio playing when he was trying to make a move on someone. I just feel like that's so crazy that you'd play your own music as your mood music. They're trying to pick up women. Yeah. Is it weird or is it a power move?
It is. Now that you say it out loud, I do think it's weird to put your song on to have sex to.
Jeremiah, and Jeremiah has a song called Birthday Sex.
Can I tell you Jeremiah Watkins, shout out.
Jeremiah Watkins, but actually Jeremiah Watson. Don't forget.
Jeremiah Watson. Oh yeah, dude. Can I tell you that I
Watson
absolutely hate watching myself or listening to myself.
And what? Like, are you looking at yourself right now and you hate watching it? Or
no, like doing my stand up.
Oh.
Fucking, it drives me crazy. I'm like, is that what I sound like? Is that what I look like? Is that what I stand like? I listen because it's important to listen to your sets.
Right.
But I don't watch anymore.
That's why you don't watch yourself on TV.
I don't, because then I'm self-conscious about the things that I don't like about myself.
I understand that.
And then I'm always thinking about that when I'm on camera.
Right.
Like, holy shit, am I doing that thing that I hate? Maybe.
Maybe. It's possible.
The Pilates teacher, Delphine, asked about you and when you were going to come in and do a class. I told her that you were scared.
You can tell her whatever you want.
Dude, are you ready? You couldn't have done this week's class.
I don't think I could have done anything with how my stomach felt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you shit yourself... Excuse me, in the Pilates studio, that would be amazing. If you left a mess on the reformer,
yeah, it would be a bummer.
If for who?
Everybody.
Not me.
You'd still have to smell it. It'd be a bummer.
I don't mind smelling it as long as I can get on video.
Yeah, I think you'll be saying something different whenever it happens.
Nah, dude. You don't think I've smelled poop before?
What if it's on you?
It wouldn't be on me. We don't share a reformer. We think we're riding tandem on a moped?
Yeah, but if it's like what I think, if it's like what it was this morning, I can just point and aim.
We're side to side, though, dude. Your butthole's facing basically away from me.
Just point my butthole
at you. That's not how it works.
It's like a cannon on a pirate ship.
Fire! You get, yeah, you're going to Pirates of the Caribbean me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which one of those is your favorite?
Oh, that was hard. The first one's really good. I really like Dead Man's Chest.
Is that the second one?
Yes, the thump thump where he has thump thump in the jar of sand. Yeah, I like that one a lot. I saw the last one. What is it? Dead Man Tells No Tales. I don't mind that one.
Is that seven?
No, it's. I think there's six of them.
Uh-huh.
Or five. We've had this argument before or discussion.
I'm OG, by the way.
I'm Dead Man's Chest. I like the second one.
I like first one. I like first one. I like first one. I like his entrance in the first one where the ship is sinking.
Yeah, and he's just riding the top of it.
And he just walks right
onto the dock.
That, to me, is one of the best entrances in any movie ever.
There's just a moment in every movie where there's just a Captain Jack moment where you're like, this man is outstanding. Or that one where he gets like stuck in between the world of death and like in between like the afterworld and real life, right? And he's just on that beach, but all of those rocks are just like moving crabs and they're moving the black pearl over and you just see him fucking running over the hill. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I you know what, man? I love watching him on film. I absolutely love it, dude. I don't love listening to him talk in real life. You see, I don't know.
I'm with you.
I just sometimes I feel like there's he takes him like I don't know how to explain it.
But I can tell because you really are struggling to get some words.
Sometimes when I listen to him talk, I'm like, nah, I love you in the movies. I just don't like you talking.
I like your characters, but I don't like your regular speaking voice.
I don't mind his voice. I just don't. I don't know. I don't know. Something sometimes I don't love.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're really love it.
My hair is so crazy.
Yeah, because you probably cut it with your hat on.
I haven't. I need to. My hair right now is a atomic mess.
Yeah, I need to go get my haircut too. Are we going to LA anytime soon? We were thinking about going next week, but that's probably not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. We could, dude.
No, because whenever we're in LA next, I'm going to go visit Marisa and get my haircut.
Get your haircut.
I met a guy at the studio mom goes to. His name's Butch. And he does hair. So he does dude's hair. So maybe, but also, I don't know.
Dude, you heard about the Blind Side family?
Yeah, with Michael Orr. Oh my God.
Okay. Now I'm going to reserve judgment because the news has really only been reporting Michael Orr's side.
Right.
Because it's the most inflammatory and the funnest side to report on, I'm sure.
Right.
But what I do want to talk about, have you seen the people on Twitter asking Sandra Bullock to give her fucking Oscar back?
That's dumb.
Hey, you fucks.
Even if it wasn't real and it was made up, she still did great.
She's an actress. Yeah,
she has nothing to do with this. Like,
but you know,
she was playing a role, and that was her job. She did her job. Like, if it's true, what this family did in the real world instead of the movie world does not directly affect the woman and the man or anybody who portrayed the others in that film. Like,
at all,
they're not directly correlated. I haven't even heard that, but that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard ever.
But it goes into this whole it's part of the new cancel culture for me.
Every little thing.
And I got to tell you something, guys. As somebody who I would generally consider myself to be an ally for people's rights.
Yeah.
In general, I would say that, but that encompasses everybody. That even encompasses the people who I don't agree with. I am a fan of people's rights. And so what happens is when the cancel culture gets ridiculous, like on something like this, like they took away Mr. Potato Head and it's just Potato Head, right? When it gets ridiculous, what happens is that you kill you make the important stuff less important.
Yeah.
It's so fucking dumb, you soft motherfuckers. And some things just don't jive with you or some things that you might not agree with. That's what the fuck life is.
Yeah.
But everything that you don't like and everything that you disagree with can't be canceled, you pussies.
Yeah.
It is so fucking ridiculous. And here's what happens is there are people who are right in the middle who are like, and that's why when you hear this fucking, I'm done with this can, because the ridiculous shit seeps through to mainstream and you're like, what are we talking about right now?
Yeah.
What are we talking about right now? You're talking to me about people's lives. Like, you're talking about rights for people, like trans rights. You know, people need rights to live equally in the United States.
Yep.
Period. But Mr. Potato Head should have kept his fucking mustache.
Yeah.
And Sandra Bullock gets to keep her fucking Oscar, yeah. You pussies.
Yeah, that's really dumb. Like, whatever happens in... Look, every movie, whether it is based on a true story or it is an autobiography or whatever, that movie, that realm is completely made up. The people in it are reenacting those who might have partook in it whenever the fuck it happened.
Partaken?
Yeah. Okay. Like, the people who are in that movie or film, or unless it's like a documentary and you're filming real time of the people that are really in it, and it's somebody, and it's a movie where they're paying actors to recreate something that's happened either in historical time or something that was completely made up on a script, like, grow up. Dude, like, just grow the fuck up.
The beautiful thing about this country, guys, is that we're allowed to have different opinions. Yo, when they years back, like remember that dude? You probably don't remember Milo, whatever the fuck his name was.
What?
But there were people who consider themselves liberal or progressive on college campuses protesting people speaking on their campus. That is not what a college campus is for. A college campus is for free thought. Yo, you learn more about your side by listening to the other side.
Right.
You learn more because you get to hear why they think the way they think. You have to understand. You have to listen to other points of views. You fucking soft ass motherfuckers. It is so, dude, I am for everybody's rights, dude. Not even the person that I disagree with 100%. They have their rights also.
Yeah.
This is what this country is. As long as your rights, you don't feel like your rights are harming other people. But if I have a different point of view than you, and that triggers you to the point where you think I shouldn't be able to say it out loud, you're the one who should go back inside.
Yeah.
You.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't be scared of other people's opinions.
No, dude.
That's why this country is so great, because you don't have to be scared of other people's opinions.
But by the way, when you suppress other people's opinions, that's when they come back
angry
like that. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
People want to feel like they have a fucking voice.
Mm-hmm. And when you try to take away the voice, you take away something, one of the only things they have.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is their right to have an opinion.
Right. Right.
You know, what's funny. My dad, he was like, because my dad's always considered himself liberal, but he doesn't consider himself this modern day liberal.
Right.
He's old school liberal, which is, hey, you get to live your life. I get to live my life. You're not hurting anybody. I'm not hurting anybody. You get to have your opinion. I get to have my opinion. Period.
That's it. By the way, the best way to live.
Yeah, dude.
It's just respecting other people and what they do in their daily life.
You're letting other people's thoughts control your emotions. That is a dangerous, easily manipulated place to be.
Mm-hmm.
When you are letting my opinion control your day.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
All right. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. It just is so crazy.
You have a rant every now and then.
Yeah, and I'm also an old dude. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I would even say you and I have different sensibilities about some things where I'm like, what the fuck? Who cares? But you and I do like that your generation is more aware of other people and other people's points of views and stuff like that. A part of your generation.
Yep.
It to me was the best part of actually about living in California was black, white, gay, Asian, whatever. It in your high school, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Everybody was just walking around together.
Yep.
So I really did appreciate that about California. I didn't like the human feces on the sidewalk, but I liked a lot of things
I didn't like about LA. That definitely being one of them. I lived on Hollywood Boulevard, so anytime I opened my window, it just smelled like shit. Also, I had a homeless encampment right across the street, so that didn't help.
Dude, did you know that Sorry Not Sorry ice cream place is opening near our house? By the way.
You mean the one right by me?
Have you heard about that?
Sorry, yeah, but it's going to be a minute. It's not opening soon.
Why? That sign's been up for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Why, have you driven in there?
Oh, we've Googled it. It's not opening anytime soon. It's going to be a minute. Probably going to be a couple months.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Ruh-roh.
There's a line around the block down in Vegas for that.
Dude, that donut store, though, finally opened up, that Gabby's Boutique.
And?
Really interesting.
Why?
The donuts are all like, what I would consider gourmet donuts. So you can't go in and get like a regular glazed or a regular like sugar. It's not like a regular donut. So they have like mochi-based donuts. You know what mochi is? Like the frozen mochi?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they have mochi-based donuts and there's like an ube flavor, which is fucking delicious. It's what I get. It's purple. There's like a mango, a strawberry, an espresso, a double chocolate. Like they have all those flavors. Then they have these like gourmet ones. Where there's like a tiramisu one. There's an ube filled one. There's like a milk tea.
What's ube?
Ube. You know what taro is? The purple thing?
Yeah.
Ube is like, I think a root, if I'm correct. I don't know if that's right, okay. But I think ube is like a root. And there's like a tiramisu, a strawberry cheesecake. Like they make coffee. They have all these different like lemonades. Oh my God. It's fucking awesome. So
oh, shit.
Yeah, really enjoy it. You could go and get like a cool coffee from there. Or I don't think you'll like any of the donuts. The creme brulee donut though is nuts because it's like it's got like that hard caramel creme brulee on the outside of it.
I made the best beef ribs last night, dude.
I'm making steak tonight.
Yo, I'm legit. We slow cooked at 250 for like I think 3 hours and 45 minutes, something like that.
Should have gone longer.
Why?
Just do it for like 8 hours one day and see what happens.
Yeah, but then I'm going to overcook them.
Unless you drop the temperature.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess I could. I mean, 8 hour, but like that means I got to get up in the morning and then put them in. The house is going to smell good for 8 hours. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't mind that idea.
Not a bad idea.
I might do it. Do okay.
I'm making steak tonight, though. I'm going back to Albertsons and getting that fucking Wagyu.
Fuck yeah,
I think I'm going to make a couple pieces of it tonight because the last time I ate it, it disappeared too fast.
And we're leaving tomorrow night.
Midnight. Yes. Pretty excited about that. I'm going to try and win some more money before we leave.
Yeah, dude. You were on a fucking roll. On a roll.
I won $500 out of the slot machines in the Vegas airport before we left.
Yeah.
I hit $300 on one, cashed out, went to another one, put $100 in it, or put $60 in it, and won $210.
That and weekend, the weekend started out nice for you.
Yeah. And then I came back and my car got hit over the weekend.
Yeah, that ended up not so nice.
You know, I can't get in my front, right?
I saw you climb out the passenger side door. It made me laugh.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pretty big bummer. Hoping to get a rental car, though. Hopefully my insurance covers that.
Their insurance will.
That's right. It doesn't have to be my insurance. It has to be his.
That's right. Their insurance
nice.
Will. Yeah. So tell everybody what the deal is. We got to wrap this up.
ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates and tickets. This weekend, when you hear this, we will be in Corpus Christi, Texas, August 18th and 19th. We're very excited. We're hopefully going to find some Taco Cabana. Hey, don't be afraid to bring us some queso. You know what I'm saying? We had somebody do it last time we were in San Antonio. Someone dropped off some tortillas and some queso in the back. Fucking all Taco Cabana gifts are welcome, by the way. But we're not near a Terry's Black, though, are we?
No. Terry Black.
Terry's Black. Terry Black. Yeah. Joshua Comedy on all platforms for like Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. Jake_Wolf on Instagram. It's Jake Wolf on TikTok. Youthful Wolf or twitch.tv/youthfulwolf if you want to go follow me there. We're going to do a giveaway sometime next week. After Corpus Christi, we have a week off. Woo! And then the week after that, starting the last day in August and the first couple days in September, we're here in Las Vegas at Kimmel's Comedy Club.
Let me just say, guys, I read all your emails. Next week an email show. If you want to send in more emails and ask more questions, it's heyman with three A's, heymanpod@gmail.com, heymanpod@gmail.com. But we're going to read those emails next week. Thank you very much for all of them. The ones that I can't answer, that we can't answer on here, I will answer over email.
Okay.
And also, next week, Jacob and I are going to be in town here. So email us some ideas for things that you might want us to shoot here in Vegas.
Yeah.
We might go to a Pew Pew range.
Pew Pew. Pew Pew.
We might go to Speed Vegas and drive around on those.
Oh, that might be fun too.
But we can't. If you can think of something else you'd like to see us do, we might do some Man on the Street stuff down there on the Strip.
It's so hot.
Yeah, dude. Awesome. But so
we didn't want to do it because it was 103 last time. It's like 113 this time.
Yeah, right? But that's better than 103. And did you mention the Vegas date?
I did mention the Vegas date.
And every Monday, guys, I am in Vegas at 7:30 at Kimmel's Comedy Club. Also, this podcast brought to you by
Best Day Brewing.
Dude, hey, listen, man. If you are looking for something that tastes like beer but isn't beer, if you all don't drink anymore like your boy, but you want to crack something cold open and sit in the backyard, this is the fucking thing to drink. I'm telling you right now. Also, the dude Jim who owns it, such a good dude, small business owner. He's not selling it to big biz. He's keeping it small. He's doing it right. He is, and here's how I know he's doing it right. When he asked me, I was like, what kind of things do you want me to post? He said, don't post anything if it's not organic. He just wants it to feel like
this is
what people do in their life. This is what people drink. This is, and my daughter Caitlin and I, neither one of us were drinking. So we both cracked one open. It was super cool to be able to do that with her. So Best Day Brewing, guys. I like the IPA. You tried one in the dressing room, in the green room.
Yeah, I'm a lager guy, and it was pretty good.
Yeah. So check out Best Day Brewing, everybody. And you got anything else?
Nope. I think that's it.
All right.
I'm excited for hot and sweaty Texas.
Me too.
Mainly
man.
Just Taco Cabana.
I feel better on stage than I ever have in my life.
Good.
I am so renewed energetically. I attribute a lot of that to you being with me, but like I'm so renewed and excited again about stand up. I'm looking for a place to shoot my special, everybody. Seattle and Houston are the top.
Yeah, we've talked about this. So I said it last time. You're going to pay homage to where you started.
Seattle it is, everybody. I got to find a spot. But
Sense. Makes the most sense.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right.
Where are we after Corpus Christi?
We home, man.
Well, I mean Vegas, but then after Vegas.
Denver.
Oh, Denver, September 9th, I think is what it is.
7th and 8th.
7th and 8th. Oh, were there two nights? I thought it was one night.
No, two nights. And then the next week we're doing theaters in Chicago, Minneapolis, and one other place.
Something else.
I think Wisconsin. Michigan. Harris, Michigan.
I'm going back to Michigan again.
Yeah.
Nice.
Up in the up-up.
Up-up?
Up in the up-up.
Like the up-up.
It's in the up-up, yeah. I think Harris is in the up-up.
It's going to be cold in the up-up?
In September? I mean, it's not going to be hot.
Great.
But by the way, are you excited to start? You know what? I do like start being able to wear different clothes.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I can't.
I just want to put a hoodie on. God damn it. I have to put it so cold in my house that I wear a hoodie.
I want to wear my cardigan again. You heard me. You don't like my cardigan?
You like your cardigan a lot.
I have a bunch of cardigans. Mm-hmm. I love it. You don't like the cardigans?
I just bought so many. I just bought a bunch of button ups yesterday that I can't wait to show you this weekend.
What's a button up?
A button up shirt?
But you meaning button from the bottom or like a three button?
No, like a button from the bottom, not a polo, but like a all the way button up, like a cool shirt.
Oh, like long sleeve or short sleeve?
Short sleeve.
Oh yeah, like the ones that I've been wearing.
Yeah, but then not the terry cloth ones.
Oh,
you wear it because like a towel, so you can soak up all your sweat.
That's not why I wear it. I wear it because it's cool as fuck.
Yeah, but also because it helps soak up your sweat.
No, actually, it doesn't feel good on the sweat. You know that material where it feels like just wet? Like
scratching. Yeah. But the ones I bought are silky smooth. So I got three new ones. I got an All Saints one. We went to the All Saints outlets yesterday.
Down in the
And I got myself a cool button up.
You know what? I like that the purple one you were wearing. But did you see that? You could really see your nipples through it.
Yeah, that's why I try to wear a shirt underneath them.
Yeah. But sometimes that one, not all of them.
Sometimes it's too hot. But the ones I bought, I almost bought a full leather button up in like red. Didn't look good.
No, dude.
There was one in black too. Also didn't look good.
No, dude.
Yeah.
What are you filming Eddie Murphy Raw? I don't know. Wear a button. Did you ever see the outfit Eddie Murphy wore in that?
I mean, wasn't it the leather jacket, leather pants, and that leather, what's that called?
He went leather. I think it was a onesie. Was onesie, you don't remember. Wasn't it a onesie, top bottom? Yeah, the red, but I think maybe the fur. Yeah.
But that's beside the point. We've been here for our time.
Yeah.
So
Why are you shushing me?
Well, you're going to go on a tangent, and then we'll be here for another 15 minutes.
What do you mean? Why would you say that? What makes you say that that's what I would do? Are you saying I go on tangents? Why do you think my tangents last 15 minutes?
Usually they're longer.
What?
Yeah.
15 minutes? I go on 15-minute tangents?
Sometimes that little rant you had earlier took up like half the podcast, bro.
That little rant, I kept it short. That was 3 minutes.
It was like 30 minutes.
7 minutes tops.
30 minutes.
Are you kidding?
It was like 30 minutes.
Why are you looking at your make-believe watch?
I'm just saying, it was like 30 minutes.
It wasn't 30 minutes.
It was like 30 minutes.
7 minutes.
It was like 30.
If it was more than 7 minutes, I will give you $100.
It was like 30 minutes.
Do you want to bet?
You know I'm just saying it was like 30 minutes to anger you, right?
Oh, what a dick.
I don't even care how long it was. I'm just trying to make you angry.
All right. Well, then I guess we're done.
Before we go on another 30-minute tangent,
Josh. Stop looking at your make-believe watch. That bothers the fuck out of me.
ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates and tickets. Also, Josh Wolf Comedy on all platforms. Hey, look, it's half past a freckle. Jake_Wolf on Instagram.
You're half past a freckle.
Thank you.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Twitch.tv/YouthfulWolf. And it's Jake Wolf on TikTok. We love you guys. Tell somebody you love them today. Do something nice for somebody.
All right, everybody.
See you next week.
Love you.
Deuce.